Track 4, VI News and VI Tip of the Week. New treatments could help prevent sight loss. A national sight loss charity is working to raise awareness of retinoblastoma, as well as to help find new treatments for the sight-threatening condition. Fight for Sight has launched a campaign to raise awareness of retinoblastoma, a rare form of eye cancer that is most common in children under 5 years old. Coinciding with the campaign, the charity has confirmed the funding for a new research into the condition. Researchers at Newcastle University will use stem cell techniques with the aim of developing a model for the disease that could result in improved treatments. Using stem cells taken from blood samples of patients with retinoblastoma, the model will enable researchers to better understand what retinal cells are affected by retinoblastoma. The team, which includes Professor Majlinda Lako, believes its findings will help better identify those patients whose sight could be saved, as well as increasing the success rate of eye injections during chemotherapy to ensure it reaches every cell affected. While retinoblastoma is successfully treated in over 95% of cases, over 40% of people lose their sight in one eye. Kelly McAllister was diagnosed with retinoblastoma as a child, which made her extra vigilant with her daughter, Autumn, who was found to have the condition at 10 months old. Miss McAllister and her daughter are supporting the research by donating stem cells. She said, "Autumn is lucky because her cancer was spotted early. However, there are so many kids and parents in the waiting room whose situation is far worse than ours. It's so important for parents to proactively look at their child's eye health. If only one parent spots a symptom and acts upon it due to this campaign, it will have been a success." Fight for Sight's awareness campaign is encouraging parents to be more aware of the symptoms of the condition and to take their child to a GP if they have concerns. Fight for Sight's Director of Research, Policy and Innovation, Dr. Neil Ebenezer, said, "We would like to empower families to be able to identify the signs of retinoblastoma, which could one day help save their child's sight." He added, "The stage of disease detection often determines the outcomes, so it's vital that parents are vigilant and are able to recognise the early signs. These symptoms could be due to a number of other less serious conditions, so it's important to make sure that children get their eyes tested." Diabetes symptoms. Three ways the blood sugar condition can affect your eyes. Diabetes is a lifelong condition and a very common one in the UK, usually caused by poor diet and lack of exercise. Left untreated, it can cause a number of health problems, including three to do with your eyes. Diabetes causes a person's blood sugar level to become too high. In the case of type 1 diabetes, the body's immune system attacks and destroys the cells that produce insulin. With type 2 diabetes, the body doesn't produce enough insulin, or the body's cells don't react to insulin, explains the NHS. If diabetes is left untreated, serious health conditions can occur, including three to do with the eyes. Diabetes is one of the key factors that results in the development of cataracts, according to diabetes.co.uk. It adds, "Although the reasons why are still not fully understood, people with diabetes mellitus statistically face a 60% greater risk of developing cataracts. As with most complications of diabetes, Maintaining good control of your blood sugar levels will help reduce your risk. Diabetic retinopathy occurs when changes in blood glucose levels cause changes in retinal blood vessels. People with this have been found to have increased risk of glaucoma. Abnormal blood vessel growth blocks the natural drainage of the eye. Glaucoma is caused by the fluid pressing on the nerve at the back of the eye. Symptoms of glaucoma include loss of sight, blurred vision, or halo around the eye. High levels of blood sugar as a result of diabetes can cause the lens in the eye to swell, which can cause temporary blurred vision. The canals occur as a result of very low blood sugar levels. Other causes of blurry vision linked to diabetes could be glaucoma and cataracts. One way to control or prevent type 2 diabetes developing is to eat a healthy, balanced diet. But with the festive season in full swing, what does this mean when it comes to having an alcoholic drink? You can drink alcohol, but you need to be aware of how it can affect your body and how to manage this, advises Diabetes UK.
VI Tip of the Week. This week's VI Tip of the Week focuses on the positives of not having your sight. Tip 1. Focus on the positives and do not try to focus on what you will not be able to do. Think about what you can still do and how you would adapt to do things you used to do and will still be able to do, but in a different way. Tip 2. Try and set yourselves objectives or goals, as it will give you something to focus on. Tip 3. Try and be open and honest about what you feel whilst dealing with your sight. Being open about how you feel will make you feel better and allow other people to understand how you feel. Tip 4. Socialising. Going out and making new friends will boost your confidence and will help you grow and become more independent.